Yes, sir, Mr. McMasters.
Pa?
Brent? Brent, is that you?
It's me, Bull's there.
I don't believe it.
Howdy, Pa.
And Doc?
Mr. McMasters?
Here, come on. Sit down on the porch here. It's really you. I didn't think I'd ever see you again. We're a long way from Claremont.
Well, wanted to get away for a spell. Claremont sure has changed. Railroad passes through now. Lots more people. Too many people. So I thought I'd roam the territory I was charged with to earn my keep. And then when I was at the end of my territory, I decided to keep on riding. And here we are.
Caught three wanted outlaws on the journey.
Caught or killed?
Well, one gave me trouble and two went before a judge.
It's an improvement anyway. You gotta give him that.
I reckon. How long you been on the trail? And when did you leave Claremont?
5 months ago.
Wow. Doc, you're a deputy now.
No. But I thought it would be nice to see new things. My office in Claremont no longer stands. Instead of rebuilding, I decided a trip would do me good. Dr. Lyman from Sheridan is covering for me.
What happened to your building?
Buffalo stampede, right through the center of town. A few buildings were destroyed. Doc's is one of them.
How in blazes did a buffalo stampede go through Claremont?
The engine stampeded them.
In retaliation for a fugitive buffalo hunter who was working for the railroad, he killed 5 buffalo on a protective reservation, and then shot the chief. It was bad. But it's in the past. You've got to look ahead, right?
Oh, he's ready.
Hey, bring it out here, Bert.
Yep.
Who's that?
Bert Howard. He was a deputy in the city, and when he retired, he had nothing to do, so I hired him here. He oversees the animals and does the cooking. He has the whole bunkhouse to himself, too. I don't really have a need for extra hands. Just small, odd jobs here and then.
How do you like your retirement so far?
Well, it's quiet. Every morning I sit out here on the porch, coffee in my hand, just leaning back and looking at those mountains.
They certainly are beautiful.
Yeah, I know. I own all that land.
You do?
Yep, those mountains. All the way down to the mesa. But you can't see it too well from here. It's about 5 miles away. I ride every day. Nice knowing that you're riding on land you own. A feeling of accomplishment.
Yep.
Coffee. Brought the whole pot. 3 cups.
Thank you, Bert.
Very welcome, sir.
Bert, I'd like you to meet my son, Marshal Britt McMaster from Wyoming. And this is Doc.
Harrington. Pleased to meet you, Bert.
Nice to meet you. Mr. McMasters, I'm going to work on that stable door today. Just give a holler if you need me.
I will. Much obliged, Bert. Britt, coffee?
Yes, please.
Doc?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Where's Chad?
I decided to stay in Claremont. He's helping Sheriff Dawes out as a part-time deputy.
With the railroad running through town? Boy, I bet the sheriff can use the help.
Yep. It sure is peaceful out here.
And those mountains. I can certainly understand where you'd like to set out here and gaze.
Yeah, there's nothing more serene in the world. Hey, what was that?
Part of your mountain just blew up.
Well, I can see that, but how?
Well, I suggest we ride up and take a look. Your horse saddled?
No, he's in the barn.
All right, I'll give you a hand.
Well, this is the area where the explosion was.
Don't see any damage.
Nope.
Hey, do you hear that?
It's coming from over there.
Come on, Shiloh. Get up.
You got miners on your mountain.
Well, I can see that. Hey, what are you doing?
None of your business, so vamoose.
You hear what he said?
Yeah, he said it was none of your business.
Yeah, I know what he said.
I don't think he heard you pickaxe.
Nope.
I asked you what you...